Making their way into a dilapidated underground bunker. These pictures are from the Azov battalion of Ukraine's armed forces. They appear to show soldiers bringing food for women and children. This is somewhere in the Azovstal steel plant, the last remaining part of Mariupol not under Russian control. The soldiers say they brought gifts for the kids, but what they really want is to see the outside world. We've been playing games on the phone, says this girl, but we want to go home, we want to see the sun. This girl's father worked here. Now she and her mother are sheltering in the bunker after leaving her grandparents behind. They've been here for almost 8 weeks. A soldier mentions the possibility of being evacuated to safety. We hope so. We're running out of food, comes the reply. On Friday, Russian forces took journalists to part of the industrial complex that's been badly damaged. Video apparently shows a shell exploding. Other pictures also showed black smoke rising from the site. Most of Mariupol has been destroyed by weeks of Russian bombardment and intense street fighting. As the Kremlin said the city had returned to normal, some civilians ventured out from shelters.
I've stayed in the basement. Everything's been blown up. Three more shells blasted nearby yesterday. One person was crushed to death after the rescue efforts failed, and an elderly woman died too.
The human cost of the onslaught is still emerging. Satellite images just released but taken at the end of last month are said to show large, freshly dug trenches in a cemetery east of Mariupol. The local mayor has accused Russian forces of burying bodies in mass graves. These Chechen fighters claim to have cleansed and destroyed Mariupol along with Russian forces. The video was posted on social media by Ramzan Kadyrov, head of the Republic of Chechnya and a key ally to President Putin. But Ukraine says tens of thousands of civilians have been killed here, with 100,000 still trapped. And these children don't know when they can go home, or if they even have one. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.